What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Spider-Man on the PlayStation 4. We've been playing it over the weekend, just come out. So it's going to be like a review in progress because I haven't completed the game because it's only been out for a few days. First impressions for me, I am loving it. I can't wait to play it each night, and I've been trouble sometimes making sure I go to bed on time like last night. I've just really enjoyed playing it. So what's been your initial impression so far?
I have also really enjoyed playing it. I've played it a lot more than you have. I think I had it for slightly longer than you did, but I'm really, really having fun with it. It's the first game, not counting Dragon Quest XI, which I talked about last week, that I have actually been able to play for like 3 or 4 hours at a time without being like, I don't know, I'm forcing myself. No, I was like, oh, wow, I've been playing for 3.5 hours now. That said, there are parts of it that are kind of annoying me now that I've played so much of it. We'll get to the annoying parts later. Let's gush some praise on it first, though.
It's I think first off, the swinging around New York, they have really mastered the swinging. I mean, this is not new. I mean, I've been playing swinging around in the Spider-Man games since the PlayStation 1 era. I mean, we had Spider-Man games on the Nintendo. So I've been playing Spider-Man games for 30 years, but it feels like they've really captured Spider-Man essence with him swinging. And the way he runs is a lot less climbing and a lot more running. It's a lot faster. They've done the parkour stuff in there. And it just kind of, it's a lot faster and it's a lot smoother. And I think that definitely adds to the enjoyment side of it.
Right. And I think it's important to keep in mind, you know, when you are running up the sides of buildings, you don't get stuck on overhangs or signs or all these things, which was, I gather, an annoyance in previous Spider-Mans. It was something a lot of people were worried about. One quibble is that it's actually a little bit hard to get started swinging. Hmm. Like if you're on the ground, just the regular ground, you kind of have to jump into the air a little bit and then swing, or you have to target something with your web shooter. Very, very minor gripe, but it is one that you do kind of notice the farther you get into the game, especially when you're trying to swing in Central Park or something like that. You don't have too many things to latch onto. I have to imagine there are people in Central Park, just the regular joggers, who are kind of wandering around going, watching me kind of bunny hop as I try to grab on with a web swing. But again, small issue, not something that comes up very often, because most of the time, once you get web swinging, you're just going. It's very, very easy to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I found that hopefully. The only thing I did find with the controls is I kept, and I do it quite often, is when I come back into the game, my natural, I seem to keep getting dodge the triangle and circle wrong, and I keep missing my dodging for some reason, and I was getting beaten up by just regular Joes because it feels like they're the wrong way around, and I've seen quite a few people sort of say this as well.
So I haven't had that problem specifically, like the face buttons, squares, triangle, X, etc. I haven't really had too much of a problem with those. The bigger problem I've had is with the shoulder buttons, L1, L2, R1, R2, where they don't, where, you know, L2 will be, I want to aim my web shooters or the camera, but what I'm actually trying to do is hit L1 to switch between my gadget wheel, so I'll be in the middle of a fight, and all of a sudden, I'll be like, wait, no, I want the spider bomb. I don't want to be targeting this person and that kind of thing. But I haven't had too much of a problem with the face buttons. But I could see how it would be, especially if you don't have a whole lot of experience with, say, the Batman Arkham games or the older pre-Origins Assassin's Creed titles, which had a similar scheme, and also the Shadow of War, Lord of the Rings, Shadow of War games.
Well, it's that kind of thing. I mean, literally within, like, within a minute, I'm back in the normal. But it's usually, I just found the first day or two, I was finding that it was this thing. Because, you know, like Arkham, there is a lot of aspects to the Batman games. Because I've gone through and played all of them, completed those when they came out. I love that. They were the pinnacle of video games for superheroes. And it definitely feels like this game's taken essence of it. I love the whole, like, you're in the rafters and you drop that, and it's like, that's so Batman. That's just exactly but it makes sense from Spider-Man's point of view.
Right. And I think they definitely embrace that, because the Batman games are more methodical for the most part. The combat's a little bit slower, and there's a bigger emphasis on the stealth missions, on taking people down without getting seen. If you get seen in some of those Batman missions, you're basically done, because the guys will shoot you with their guns, and you're just kind of in a loop trying to get away from it. Spider-Man doesn't quite have that. I have encountered one mission, which was a pseudo-stealth mission. I won't spoil what it is, because I know you haven't gotten to it yet, which was an instant kill upon being spotted. But other than that, you know, a lot of the missions or the side quests, you'll be in Fisk Towers, and you'll be trying to break into his old gang locations. And you might play stealthy for, like, two or three guys. You'll isolate them and, you know, beat them up and then jump away real fast. But normally it turns into an all-out brawl within three or four villains.
Yeah, I had one went to one of their zones, and I was just kept dying. I'm like, there's too many. It was like too many waves, too many enemies. I'm not powerful enough, so I left it. But I did this other mission where I went to the top of I had to go to the top of three towers to, because they're basically they'd been hijacking the signal. And it was kind of that weird thing of, instead of coming from above, I was coming from underneath, because they're on the top of the skyscraper. So you just climb in underneath, grab them, pull them over. And you could cut, and it was kind of quite, you're using the building and your web sling. And I took out most of them using stealth, because it was an entirely different way of coming up from underneath them and throwing them. And that worked really well.
Right. And you do get that freedom of being able to approach a lot of these side missions, at least however you want, which is nice. It is a good way of letting the player make the decision. I mean, you're still going to beat them all up. It's still going to end up with everybody webbed in a giant ball at the end, but you get to decide how you get there, which I like.
The campaign, I'm not too far into it, because, and the simple reason is I'm being distracted while I'm playing. Yes, I am doing a lot of the landmarks, a lot of the backpacks, and also towers. I've spent about 9 hours into the game. So it's not like I've not played it. It's just that I've been running around doing the towers. I've unlocked most of them. It's that kind of Assassin's Creed, Watch Dogs, Zelda thing of, for me, I feel like once I get all the towers, I open up the maps, I know where everything is, and then it makes it a little bit more easier for me to play the story, because I know I've got the full map. And it's just one of those weird things of, I find that have this tower mint thing. And I think Spider-Man makes it so easy that I've just been a lot of crimes. I've been fighting a lot of crimes every time one comes up. It's that distraction thing of just having them come up and doing that, and that definitely is something for me that I've really enjoyed. Is I'm taking my time with it. Part of me wants to rush through the game so I can play Tomb Raider. The other part is going, no, take your time and just jump to Assassin's Creed. So like, just take the time and enjoy the game. Take it slow. I'm not wanting to rush right through that campaign as fast as possible.
Right, and then, as you'll find, the further you get in the campaign, the more of these side quests that you will unlock. So you're talking about the towers. There, of course, the Fisk hideouts on top of that, the various other side missions, beating up thugs, which pop up randomly, and then I don't even remember what the other ones were, taking pictures of landmarks and whatnot. After you get past one mission, you'll unlock the research labs. After that, you'll unlock some chase missions and challenges and all this kind of stuff. So they kind of dole it out piece by piece throughout the thing, which is both good and bad, because at some points it feels like you do have to kind of go completionist or not on some of them. You're kind of like, I'm actually at the point where I'm just like, no, I'm going to let a lot of these collectibles and these other side missions sit by the wayside, because I kind of do want to get on with the story now. And I will say, the research labs, I hate the research labs so much.
Is that the electricity kind of, they really, it's like, it feels a little bit like this is an unnecessary add-on game.
And those are also research missions, but those aren't the research labs. Although one of them does actually follow the spectrograph version of that game, which is the matching the lines up.
No, the
research lab missions are things like the water is polluted in the bay. You need to go and get rid of these pollutants, and then you need to spray this thing on it to get rid of the pollutants in the water. I'm just like, this is awful, and the controls are terrible, and I just want to get on with other things. You'll get to that very shortly, based on where you are in the story. I'll be interested to hear what your reaction is. Having said that, there are some other types of missions. Right now, I have to figure out how to describe this without going into spoilers, but you are tracking a villain, and the villain is leaving clues for you. And you have to do pictures and find a specific spot.
I have seen a black cat thing, and I was standing there going, "What do I do with this?" But at the time, I didn't have the camera.
So you can actually see the pictures already; they're already around town. But there is an actual mission associated with them, and it's a fun mission, and you get a cool prize at the end of it. So. Yeah.
It's this kind of thing of there is just so much in this game, and it feels like you could go two ways. You could either be in like you say completionist mode, or you're going to be in story mode. And I'm slowing myself down. I feel like this thing of like, no, I've got the month. Let's just nicely just take it all in. And I'm because I'm enjoying it. And it's that thing as well of if you're enjoying and like doing all the little side quests and stuff. And I'm like. And maybe it's that thing of having played a lot of Kingdom Hearts this year of that thing of, no, I need to level up my character more because I can't often rush through and don't do the side quests and I'm constantly struggling. It's like, no, let's try and get my skill level up a bit that way and get all my gear and stuff. I'm becoming a little bit more used to it.
Yeah. And this one is very good about the level up. Because when you level up, you get both a static bonus that it tells you what it is, like 5% combat damage or 5% move speed, or you can do more special moves, that kind of thing. But then you also get the skill points that you get to decide what you want to use on, and they give you new abilities or new ways to travel, so on. And then every few levels, you unlock the ability to create a new suit. There's like 20-something... costumes that you can unlock. And one thing I will say I love about this is each costume or most of the costumes have powers that come with them. However, the powers are not locked to the suit. So I can unlock, the noir Spider-Man costume, but I can attach to it the Iron Spider special ability if that's what I want to use or one of the other ones. So in a lot of these games, you're stuck using the armor with the abilities that you want. And if you end up looking like a clown because, you've got different pieces of armor all over, well, you just deal with that because you want the best stats. Because of this, I can pick what power I want. I can pick what suit I want. And it can be any combination of the two, which is fantastic. I love that.
Yeah, to be honest, I've only really been playing around with a few of the suits so far. Obviously, the classic one. Then you had the main one of the game with the white logo that I feel like I spent about 10 seconds in Once I realized I could change my suit, I then saw all these other ones I'd unlocked and obviously got the pre-order bonuses. So I've been playing with the Iron Spider, the Infinity War one, because that suit seems to work very good for me for taking out mass enemies. When I tried some of the other ones, I'm like, no, I like the arms because it means I can take out these big blocking guys, and I'm just finding that one a really good little bonus suit.
Yeah, I mean, you've only just begun to unlock suits. I've got, I think, about 15 suits unlocked at this point. I found one of my favorite ones already, which is, as far as I know, completely original to this game. It was actually the one I got from the missions I was talking about earlier. It is my favorite suit. But there's something for everybody. They've got, the classic suit like you were talking about. They've got the white spider. They've got noir. They've got Scarlet Spider with the red bodysuit and the blue hoodie. They've got Spider-Man 2099. They've got Stealth Spidey. They've got Homecoming. They've got they've got both the Homecoming one that Stark designs. They've got the Homecoming one that was like his original costume when he was a solo hero. They've got the Iron Spider costume.
They've done really well on all of that.
They've got something for everybody. And Especially if you like taking pictures or, you know, just like visually customizing your characters. So many options. Now, you can't mix and match. You can't have like top half is Scarlet Spidey, bottom half is Spider 2099 or whatever. But honestly, how would that work anyway? It'd be kind of silly.
Yeah, I mean, we're actually going to have an episode later in the week where we're going to be talking about like the photo mode and photo mode in general in terms of video games. But it definitely seems to be something that's been very, very well done by Marvel to get a lot of social media, we've all been sharing pictures and stuff. So you've been following me on, especially on Facebook. That's all you've seen is like me doing selfies. But it's just, I feel like that's been a great thing. The only other thing that I'm finding a little bit clunky is the wall crawling. The wall crawling feels a little bit, that seems to be a step back from previous. Because like I remember even the PlayStation 1 era, they used to, you know, used to just climb around and it was all quite flexible. Whereas this one is a lot more clunky.
Yeah, so I don't have any base comparison with the older games. And to be clear, we're talking about when you're actually attached to the wall and you're trying to walk around like this, because you can also run up the walls by holding R2, and that's actually just fine. That's what we were talking about at the beginning of the episode. But I agree completely. There are so many times I'll be like, no, go left. Go. Why are you crawling up? No, now you're going right. I told you specifically left. What? I don't understand what you're doing. He won't like turn around corners. So if you're on the edge, and then there is a certain amount of fine control that is lacking. Like there were a couple missions where you're trying to get to the top of a point, like to get a backpack. There's one on the top of a steeple. I swung in circles around that steeple for like 5 minutes. Now, of course, I realized after the fact that I could have just hit L2 to target the steeple and done it specific. But if you're trying to like finesse your way onto it's not going to happen.
I think as well as the thing of Spider-Man games, this is nothing new. I think that's definitely the thing of we had the Amazing Spider-Man 2 video game only like 2-3 years ago now, maybe a bit further back, but that was a very good Spider-Man game. I really enjoyed playing that one there. That was, you know, so it's not like this Spider-Man game is breaking new ground and it's the first one. Even playing Disney Infinity 2.0, we had Spider-Man running around on walls and stuff. So we've been used to Spider-Man games for a long time, but I think this one hits all the right points. The graphics, I mean, I'm playing on the PS4 Pro, so obviously it's a little bit more crisper. And you can see the detail on the faces. And it's just a top-tier game. I'm very much in that kind of zone of, you know, it is a great game. If you've got a PlayStation and you like Marvel, you've probably already got it, but this one is going to be one of the top games yet. I don't think it's going to be Game of the Year. I think that's still going to be hard to push God of War off of that. But I still think that this is easily going to be one of the highlights of the year. The only thing I do think is that when a lot of people, and I'm already hearing it on like some of the bigger podcasts, is you got this big full season, and once people have done the credits, this game's kind of done. Obviously, we've got the DLC coming in to bring us back into the game. But in some ways, I think that this is going to be like a 2-week hype. And then it will just, I think people will be on to the next game.
I think that there will retain a certain small community, probably mostly people taking pictures in the game. Again, we'll talk about that later this week. But people paying the pictures, and then also people who can only afford one or two games. You know, it's easy to forget that that a lot of people, you know, they're not going to buy 5 games this season. They might buy only one or two. And if this was the game that they bought, then they'll continue to play it. We do have the 3 DLC packs that we know about. We don't know how long they're going to be. I'm kind of predicting between half an hour and 45 minutes at the upper end.
Yeah.
So not that substantial. So unless they come up with some post-launch content, you know, even a new game plus would bring people back into the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. I think that once you're done with the game, now you are going to get like 20 to 30 hours out of the game. Yeah. I'm currently sitting at about 12 hours in, and I still feel like I've got a ton to do in the game. But yeah, when Assassin's Creed comes out, Red Dead Redemption, all these games coming out, it will probably get lost in the shuffle, but that'll be great for people who don't pick it up now because early next year, assuming there's no DLC past the three that we know about, you can get the all-inclusive Ultimate Edition. It'll probably be $40 and go on sale pretty quickly down to like $20. So, you know, you can either enjoy it now, which, and it's absolutely worth $60 or, you know, your regional equivalent, but it's also going to be worth it, you know, 6 months from now at $20 to $30. So,
yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely worth it. I mean, I brought the digital deluxe version, so I got all the OC, all the packs and stuff. So I had it all nicely downloaded for me for that Friday. A couple of other things I just want to quickly touch on. I love the music. The
music is good.
That soundtrack, it feels like you're in an Avengers movie. It feels like you're in the MCU. It's kind of got that cinematic tone to it that I think just... You sort of there go, oh man, I really wish Marvel could get this sorted and get themselves a Marvel cinematic video game universe going here, because this would be awesome if they could. Because this sort of, and it's like you got the Avengers Tower, and so you're kind of, you're there with the logo, and you find Doctor Strange, and like even like I've got a little backpack, and then like inside was Nelson and Murdoch, and you know, little touches of the outside world. Obviously, you don't see any of it. There's not a huge amount of anything else coming in there, but these little touches, even a Stan Lee cameo, you know, these kind of things are all just really great. And I really enjoyed it. Feels part of a bigger thing.
It does. And especially if you're into the comics, there's far more than just the obvious ones. Like you mentioned, they've got the Daredevil, Nelson and Murdoch, but they've also got references to Danny Rand. They've got Alias Investigations. They've got other obscure heroes who haven't been in the movies yet. They're all over the place. And I think whether or not you're a comic fan, whether or not you get the Easter eggs, there's something to see. And you mentioned the backpack items. Some of those are great. I love, what was it, found his high school t-shirt from 6 years ago, which hadn't been washed in the 6 years. And just like, oh, that's so gross. But it was a funny little anecdote. It's obvious that a lot of care has been put into the atmosphere of the world. If our listeners will remember, of course, I have been very worried about how much content the game would have, how alive the world would feel. And while I do still feel that like the actual world with the pedestrians and stuff isn't quite where it could be, it's still better than I was expecting. Mm-hmm. And then these small touches like the backpacks, like trailing Black Cat, the things you can find, they do flesh it out, and it is a full experience. So I happily eat my words from before the launch. My fears were unfounded for the most part.
Yeah, fantastic game. Really loving it. Obviously, we're going to be doing a full review once we've both kind of finished it. It might be another week or two yet before we do that. But we wanted to just give our initial thoughts, and because obviously things are going to change, and we'll do full spoilers and stuff once we get into that. But we'd love to know what you guys are thinking of Spider-Man so far. I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments below. Get in touch with us on the different social medias. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all the different platforms you can get this podcast on. And you can also go check us out over on the website. So, James, where can they find you?
FamilyHeroicLegacy.com.
On that, guys. Thank you very much for watching. See you guys soon. Laters.
Later. Webs away.